Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. Tonight, you're watching the after show for Greenleaf, where we discuss Uncle Mac's seedy past and more. Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. You're watching the after show for Greenleaf. I am your host, Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Shaka Strong. As you can see, I am missing some of my great co-hosts, Stacey Ike and Carter, but they will be back next week. But what an episode we had this week. We had to have to discuss it. So you'll be dealing with me tonight, and so let's get right into it. Man, tonight's episode really focused a lot on Uncle Mac, which was sort of been the looming, you know, the elephant in the room. No one's really talked about him much, and we haven't seen him too much, but we really got a sense of the past of this family. Now, Uncle Mac, Man of the Year Award. We start off with him winning the Man of the Year Award. It's almost like a slap in the face to the viewers who have already, by this point, we've all come to hate him. But I was actually thinking, what if maybe we've perceived the situation incorrectly and he might actually be a good person? What we do know is that a lot of our own ideas and thoughts come primarily from Grace and her thoughts about what happened with Faith many years ago. But we still don't have the evidence to know if it was true or not. But this episode really revealed a lot. You know, I'm just going to get right into it. Uncle Mac and that young girl at the end, I don't know, for me, I was just blown. Because here's this dude, he's already under fire, and now he's going to go and start to kind of what I thought was predatory behavior on this young girl. It's insane. And then we had Jacob and Carissa at the start, with Jacob kind of coming to Uncle Mac for this business plan. I don't know what you guys thought about that, but I almost thought Uncle Mac actually called it right when he said it's looking a little sad that you're desperate because as long as Gigi is in there, you are not going to be reinstated. And so I like that Jacob and Carissa are at least on the same page now and they're working together as a unit. That was like at least positive to see. The one positive thing of this episode where, you know, you actually had some sort of silver lining and how Jacob kind of messed that up when he had the meeting with Uncle Mac. And it was that line where he says, "You'll never be reinstated. Why are you here?" And then he says back to Uncle Mac, "Well, you're still here." And we got that moment where we realize everyone knows what's gone on with Uncle Mac and Faith. Everyone has that still in the back of their mind. And so that was just interesting to see Jacob kind of go for that weak spot. But now we have Uncle Mac in the audit. So, you know, Uncle Mac already is really messed up in several areas here. And now he's messed up in the biggest one that let him be an asset to the church. And we have this auditor who comes in, and it looks as though maybe Uncle Mac gave her the minutes of the meeting a little too quickly. And now they want to know what the bishop's been up to. They want every single minutia of this guy's finances. And we already know that maybe buying jets make make the bishop a little bit nervous about what this audit might uncover. I have a feeling that there may have been some financial dealings that were not totally on the up and up. As we know, the bishop says to Uncle Mac, you know, if they continue to uncover the minutiae of my finances, this won't be good for either of us. So I am just waiting to find out what more is there, because this family does live a very wealthy lifestyle. And it's one of those things that we always have with these mega churches. You always wonder, well, the guy leading the church is rather wealthy. So is this money really going to good Christian causes, or is this money lining their pockets? And I have a feeling we might see a little bit of both. And so we'll see how that whole scenario plays out. I thought what was also interesting about this episode was Uncle Mac's father, and we saw a little bit more unfolding of Uncle Mac and Lady May and their relationship. And so to have this father, and they just bring him in, and he plays the dusty father that wasn't really around, and he kind of gets in because of the whole, you know, the security switched up. But to watch Lady May's reaction to her father, it was so violent, and we see that from Lady May, where she's got this very strong personality. And so to watch her even refuse to let Uncle Mac give her father the money that he might need to help him, or, you know, I don't know what kind of dealings he's in, but it made me go, has Lady May been abused by her dad? Is that where Uncle Mac maybe started this sort of learning, this learned behavior? Because it was a really, really odd moment between Uncle Mac and Lady May when they looked at each other as he gave the father the money. And it was almost a look of, you're an enabler, and I may well be a victim here. So I don't know the backstory on that, but we got to get some more information because that part was juicy to me. Because now I saw a little bit more layers of their relationship. And, you know, of course, Lady May is still such a strong advocate for Jacob, trying to get Jacob back in the church. And it seems as if she really does not like Gigi. And so we'll see where that relationship goes. Then we had Uncle Mac finally gets into it with the bishop. And watching the bishop finally castigate Uncle Mac for something. The bishop seems like such a strong figure, but he does seem like he's let a lot of people be yes men around him. And that he's let them do their thing and just completely entrusted them with certain dealings of the church. So it was good to see the bishop getting involved in the finances and talking to Uncle Mac and letting him know it's something he needs to handle. That's really his primary job. And I loved the shade that the bishop gave to his own son, Jacob, when he was asked about why he hired the new secretary. And it was primarily so Jacob wouldn't have something to be interested in. And I just love that he's recognized that, and he made sure Lady May heard it. Lady May wasn't too happy about it. But I think he will be pleased to know that Jacob and Carissa are back on the same page. You guys got to bear with me. I took some notes. It was a lot of information.
And I've seen his notes. Like, it's crazy.
It's a lot of notes. And so we also had Noah and Isabel planning for the wedding. This has been sort of the low-key love story that they haven't really talked about, but you know it's about to blow up in somebody's face. I think we all know where Noah's heart really is, but will it actually make it to Gigi is the question. But I'm a little confused. I don't know how you guys felt out there. By the way, I'd love to see your tweets, get your comments on YouTube, rate us on iTunes. We love that. We love to pay attention to that and see what you guys are talking about. But I'm so confused as to why Uncle Mac now wants to pay for Isabel's wedding cake. What leverage is he now trying to gain with Noah and Isabel, and especially having Isabel keep it secret? So you know something's at work. Uncle Mac has got a couple of cards up his sleeve, so we're waiting to see what happens there, because I know for a fact that wasn't just a simple, nice gesture. And we have, I'm almost forgetting what I believe to be the most iconic scene of the entire episode, the Mac-Gigi face-off. I think we've all wanted to see it for such a long time, and we got a real good taste of it tonight. And Mac goes into that office, and he tells Gigi to stay out of his business. And what I love about the layers of the show, or the layers of things that we have not yet seen, is I didn't know what business he was talking about. But of course, I thought the allusion was to Faith, and then Grace kind of comes back with that retort about Faith. But it seems like there's more that Mac is hiding. I think more financially that he's hiding. So I think there's a lot more to uncover that we're going to see. It's kind of going to be a big explosion on the show, if you will. And let me get to it here. And then, here we are. So I think we're going to see a lot of issues with this audit. I'd mentioned it before. But just when I went back to that scene between Bishop and Mac, it really seems that there's a lot more that they're hiding. And so I cannot wait to see what happens. But what I was disturbed about as well this episode was Sophia and Zora. Sophia seems to be letting her guard down around Uncle Mac, and I didn't like that. We'd seen earlier where she thought maybe he wasn't so bad, and then we saw after the interview she gave him that little thumbs up. So I'm a little nervous about how close she may get to Uncle Mac. And if you notice, the young girl he's now kind of obsessed with and that picture in that portrait book, which is really strange, kind of looks a little bit like Sophia. So I'm worried about that whole relationship in that regard. And of course, we find out at the end of this episode a little bit more backstory on Mac and how the father left them early and how he blamed himself for his mother's death and that he almost himself committed suicide at 12 years old. That did endear me a little bit to Uncle Mac, but given the fact that he is telling this story to a child in his home and he's drinking whiskey, that just totally, any endearment I might have had for this character, out the window. And it's so bizarre to watch. You hear about people grooming their victims, and it's so weird to be in this room. And they're so great on the show about creating that connection with the viewer, where I felt like I was in the room watching him groom her for whatever he's about to do. And so we get that cliffhanger at the end of the episode where he's handing her that drink. And I'm telling you, I was rooting for Mac here. I was rooting for him to be just a good person who's going to counsel this girl. You know, he doesn't offer her a drink at the beginning, and I'm saying, yes, just get her out of the apartment. And at least if you've done some wrong, let it end here. However, we know that's not going to happen. And so now Uncle Mac has relaxed. He's eased himself up, and he's offering her a drink, and we end up with that cliffhanger. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I will do my best to give you guys some sound predictions. And so I would say if I had to come up with my own top three predictions for the rest of the season, we're just going to go with them right now. One, I think the bishop may well be headed to jail. I think this audit is going to uncover some stuff that is going to be damaging enough that he may have to serve some prison time. And we're going to really wonder who's going to lead this church. And I think Gigi's probably well positioned to do so. Number two, I don't know what's going on with this TV deal, but I have an idea that this TV deal is going to play quite prominently in the next few episodes. So I don't really have a particular prediction there, but I'm really interested in seeing how this TV deal is going to kind of get the bishop and put their life out in public, essentially. And third, this would be Uncle Mac. And I hope this prediction does not come true. But I do think that at some point, Uncle Mac's relationship with Sophia is going to be inappropriate, and that is going to be what leads to his ultimate downfall. So that's where I am with those predictions. And we saw in the preview for the next episode, it looks like someone is shot. I have no idea who it's going to be, but it's probably going to be a character. I'm going to guess it might be Isabel. I just feel like they're not going to kill off one of these main characters quite yet. It's a little too juicy for me right now, but anything can go on Owen's Greenleaf. Well, guys, it's just a little bit of my thoughts on the episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed watching it. I'd love to hear your comments, your tweets, anything. We love to interact with you guys. Next week, I will have Stacey and Carter back in the studio, and we have a special guest for you. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this week's episode of The After Show for Greenleaf.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.